Moman Khan, case 5, up a tree. It is as if you are up in a tree, hanging from a branch with your teeth, and your hands and feet can't touch the ground or any other branch. Someone comes to the tree and asks you, "What is the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West?" If you don't answer, she remains condemned to ignorance. If you answer, you fall from the tree and lose your life. What will you do? Reflections. In considering this koan, look at all parts of the koan and ask yourself such questions as, who are you? Who is the woman who asks the question? What is the tree? What are the branches? What is the trunk of the tree? Why are you hanging on with your teeth? Why can't you reach the trunk of another branch of the tree with your arms or legs? What is the meaning of the question? Why that question? In considering this koan, go at it slowly. Circumambulate the koan. Repeat it over and over again as a mantra. Bypass your discerning, discriminating mind and let the koan abide and rest in your unborn mind. Let the koan seep into the pores of your body. Become the koan. Feel yourself hanging on for dear life. What do you feel when she comes below and asks you that question? What are your reactions, your responses? What happens to you? Then, at another point in your contemplation, become the woman who asks the question. What is it you see up there? What is it about the situation that prompts you to ask that question at that particular time? Look at the situation, the meaning of the words. What do the words mean? To hang on a branch with your teeth, to fall and lose your life? And even if you do not answer the question, how long can you hang on? What is the teaching of this koan? Notice the koan begins with the words, "It is as if you are up in a tree." So the entire situation, the entire koan is a metaphor. If this is so, then is there a questioning woman? What is the metaphor of the woman? Are you hanging from a tree? Are you a metaphor? What is the metaphor of the question? The metaphor of the hanging, the tree, the beyond the reach branches, the potential of losing your life. Are there metaphors within metaphors in this koan? And finally, what is it? It is as if you are up in a tree, hanging from a branch with your teeth, and your hands and feet can't touch the ground or any other branch. Someone comes to the tree and asks you, what is the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West? If you don't answer, she remains condemned to ignorance. If you answer, you fall from the tree and lose your life. What will you do? I feel like I've led you into the middle of a labyrinth and left you there. How do you get out of this labyrinth?
The labyrinth is another metaphor which we can get caught in. You just add another another one.
Yep.
If you think in terms of the metaphor, well, how do you get out of the labyrinth in just literal terms? You have to find that the Ariadne's thread there to get out. But if that's how you're thinking about it, I think you're still trapped in the labyrinth. And who says it's a labyrinth?
Rosie?
Yeah. Well, we used to use labyrinths for meditation. Mm-hmm. That was, in fact, I think they still do. I think there's labyrinths in the United States. It certainly connects with my daughter. Say that she's in the labyrinth, but we're in the labyrinth too. And but it's a box of our own making.
I always imagine those meditation labyrinths were actually labyrinths. They're not. They're just an elaborate diagram on the floor, and you walk through it.
I like those things that there's no false.
A labyrinth is not a maze. It's different from a maze.
Oh, okay.
But the same, the idea of this, this simple pattern on the floor, which is to help you be able to have a walking meditation and somehow reveal something about yourself. You reminded me of what you were saying the last time you reminded me of that.
So do you find yourself in it, hanging by your teeth from a branch? My mother-in-law says, I resemble that remark.
Well, if you hold on to anything too tightly, it's going to prevent other things happening. I mean, if you hold on to anything and think this is the only way, then you're going to miss out on something else.
And if you let go?
If you let go, you don't know what's going to happen. So you have to take a chance. It's a risk. But it might be necessary to find any alternative.
Where does this koan take place?
Here now, right now, right here.
It's amazing how simple it is. Chakramuni said, when you have a view, you can't see. therefore don't have an illusion. When you're holding on to something, your hand is fixed. It needs to be open. And what you have is, what we're left with is a state of not knowing, which is not ignorance. It's complete openness, not knowing. I remember Bernie, when he first came to New York, he was invited to a DVD conference. And at this meeting were a rabbi, Catholic priest, a couple of nuns, some atheists. And he said, what the hell am I doing here? He says, how could I talk with these people? How could I be with these people? And look at this Catholic, you know. He believes in things like a virgin birth, you know? And look at this Jew. I'm a Jew, but he's a real one. Now, what does he believe in? You know, Moses came flaming bushes and Ten Commandments and all that. And then it hit him. He says, wait a minute. If I'm in this state of unknowing, not knowing, then everything is possible, including virgin births, flaming bushes. And that's how he got. He was able to sit with Rabbi.
Let go of the branch.
Huh?
Let go of the branch.
Let go of the branch.
Yeah. I heard another anecdote about Bernie, which I think pertains to the fact that when you let go, you don't. It's not that things are going to get better. He said, I found when I achieved enlightenment, I didn't get any better at basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the woman is the question, the woman asking, about Bodhisattva coming from the West.
Bodhidharma.
Yeah. And that, so she is just a metaphor for the question?
That's my question.
Oh.
And when you get to this koan, you're going to tell me. And you will get to it. Margaret always chides me for giving away koans.
Oh.
So I'm trying hard not to give it away. But this don't give it away. Okay, my friends.
Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody.